Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org. Additional support comes from the Jackson Laboratory, researching the root causes of cancer and other genetic diseases, designated a cancer center by the National Cancer Institute, JAX.org.
From WBUR in Boston, I'm Bill Littlefield, and this is NPR's Only a Game. We have a labor deal, or half a deal, or quarter of a deal. Oh, heck, I have no idea what kind of deal it is. Ahead on Only a Game, the latest NFL news with Mike Reese. Also, Yao Ming's post-NBA plans to elevate Chinese basketball. And we'll reveal the identity of the formerly anonymous fastballer at the center of Bruce Springsteen's Glory Days. Also ahead, the group called Baseball for All strives to make Diamonds the best friend of the girls as well as the boys.
My goal is that this is no longer a news story. And girls and boys are playing baseball. It's our national pastime, and to me, it's the greatest game on earth.
Stay tuned.
Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. There will be NFL games. Surely. Absolutely. Just don't ask me when. But we can ask Mike Reese of ESPNBoston.com. Mike, welcome back to Only a Game.
Well, thanks for having me, Bill.
Late yesterday afternoon, the players' representatives advised all the players to, quote, stay put over the weekend, and they said that the reps would meet on Monday to review what the owners have already approved. How do you anticipate the player reps and then the players themselves will respond to the package on the table?
Well, I think they're going to like part of it, Bill, but I think the thing they want to do is slow this process down. And I think that's what this weekend and maybe early next week sort of represents for the players. I don't think they liked the idea that the owners maybe were trying to push this through a little quicker than the players wanted. They want to go over this line by line because we're looking at a 10-year agreement here. So to me, I think they'll like parts of what they see, but they'll want to revisit other parts with the owners.
The owners, of course, voted on Thursday on what they called a new agreement, after which Players Association Executive Director Demora Smith told the players in an email that there was no agreement. Are we really close to an agreement?
I believe we are, contrary to what we're hearing from some circles on both sides of this. I go back to something Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones said. He said, we're down to dissecting mosquitoes at this point, or something along those lines. And I do think, Bill, I do think that's where we are at this point in the process. But again, when you look at an agreement that's going to last 10 years, I think the idea is let's not make any small mistake that could magnify itself in maybe year 6, 7, 8. And I think that's why the players are maybe looking at this saying, maybe we want to add a clause in this agreement that we could opt out in year 7 or around that time.
What did the owners have to gain, if anything, by their strategy on Thursday, which was to say, okay, we've signed this thing. Here's your agreement. Your turn.
Well, I think they gained a couple of things. First and foremost, look at the money that they would lose if preseason games aren't played. Now we know that the Hall of Fame game has already been canceled, but if you start getting into canceling full segments of the preseason, like an entire segment of weeks of games, you're talking about $250 million that they would lose just for 1 week of the preseason or right around there. So that's the first thing that they preserve by trying to push this through. But the other thing they do is they sort of put the ball back in the court of the players when you're looking at the court of public perception, if you will. And you say, okay, owners, they're ready to have football. Now it's up to you, players. And if we don't have football, it's on the players. So it puts a little more pressure on the players' side.
You mentioned the canceling of the Hall of Fame game, which was supposed to have happened on August 7th. How big a deal is that?
Well, I think it's significant. Now, the game itself is not really a showcase. It's more the events around it when you're inducting new members into the Hall of Fame. But, you know, we've heard all along that this agreement bill could be hammered out pretty quickly if both sides were committed to it. But there was a stretch there in April and May when they weren't even talking. And the idea was, let's get together and talk about it. And once we do, we should be able to hammer this out. The fact that they haven't been able to do that and they have to cancel a game, to me, that's significant, even though it's the first preseason game on the calendar. So I think while some might say, well, it's only one game, to me, it's actually a pretty big deal.
The specifics and the details notwithstanding, does this look like a fair agreement for both sides as far as you can tell?
Well, you know, the points I read over, I really did think that certain sides gave in areas that they didn't want to initially. So, for example, I think players wanted to have the franchise tag, that tag that would limit a player from changing teams and maybe cashing in on the unrestricted market, only be allowed to be applied once to a single player, but they sort of gave that up in exchange for other things like health and safety rules, where now teams won't be allowed to have two practices in a single day during training camp. So I think each side, those are just two examples, but I think both sides gave a little bit here, and usually to me that's a sign of a fair agreement when maybe neither side is completely happy with what's there.
After Thursday's vote, the owners insisted that the players' union recertify. Why did they press for that?
Well, without getting into the big legal issues here, Bill, I think the main thing is that by having the players form that union again, it basically protects the league from really being vulnerable to any antitrust law issues. And so when you look at that why they've sort of insisted to say if this agreement goes through, it's contingent on the union recertifying, that's the main issue, that antitrust issue.
What's your best guess about when the training camps will open and when the preseason games will begin, assuming that they will?
Well, at this point, Bill, I'm going to say that they're going to play those first preseason games, August 11th to 15th. They're still targeting that. I don't think we're past the date where those games couldn't be played, but I think we're getting close. I think you have to be in training camp within the first few days of August for that to happen. So I really think we're in crunch time here. I know I said last week we were at the goal line. If I could take it back, maybe I could say we were at the 2 last week, and maybe now we're at the 1, and it's the longest yard here to get to this finish line, to get past the goal line.
Mike Reese covers the NFL for ESPNBoston.com. Mike, thanks again.
Thanks, Bill.